A Reflection on Passover by Father Joseph Nazel. Every family has certain traditions that shape our life together, creating memories captured not only on film, but etched on our minds and hearts. Around the tables of these family feasts, we tell the stories of our lives. These traditions change over the years, of course. The tables expand as the children grow and get married and have children. And of course, illness and death create some empty chairs around the table. The Passover ritual reflects what it means to be a family of faith and teaches how memory plays an essential role in our faith and family traditions. This day shall be a memorial feast for you, God tells Moses as he gives specific instructions on how to celebrate the Passover, which all of your generations shall celebrate with pilgrimage to the Lord as a perpetual institution. The power of memory surfaces often in our faith story. For example, when God says to Moses and the people, "You shall not wrong or oppress a resident alien," the reason for such a law is simple, because the people were once resident aliens. They knew what it meant to be slaves who were oppressed and treated unjustly. They knew what it felt like to be strangers in a strange land. They knew in their bones the pain of torture and terror. God's message, "Do not forget where you come from or the freedom that was won for you by the work of God's hands." The Passover affirms the covenant symbolized in the blood splashed on the doorposts and lintels of the houses of the chosen ones to mark them as safe places. Here, the art of hospitality is practiced. If a family is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join the nearest household. To paraphrase the eloquent phrase of Alan Jones, the Passover affirms that God is the bearer of the miracle that we matter. It is this memory that recalls the history and hopes of our ancestors in faith and calls us into a deeper, wider relationship with God and with one another. It is this memory that challenges us to take down the fences and erase the lines that divide us. It is this memory that allows us to open doors for both stranger and friend and see the divine image, the godliness in each other. It is this memory that gives us the courage to overcome our fears as we translate the great commandments of love into compassionate action for one another. At Passover, the youngest asks, "Why is this night different from every other night?" And the story is told of the difference God makes in our lives. The story is told so the memory lives and breathes in each of us and that we become the living memory of God's great love. Someone is waiting to tell his or her story. Someone is rehearsing her story right now, longing for another to come and sit by her side. As the silence expands and deepens, we take a deep breath and ask, "Tell me your story." Conversation and storytelling are so essential in our recovery of our true self because our stories reflect our identity. When we know another's story, when we know another's pain and another's promise, and we find some common ground. Let us pray together.
Compassionate God, all the sacred rules of relationship, all the holy ordinances that create order out of the chaos, all the laws written on stone and etched upon our hearts have a single source, compassion. Your compassion and love for us is reflected in the faces and the stories of those whose company we keep. Bless our family and our friends. Bless our communities, colleagues, and co-workers. bless all those we seek to serve with compassion and care. May we take time to listen to each one's stories, catch each one's tears, hold each one's heart, and celebrate the hope that keeps us faithful to this journey of recovering your presence among us. Amen.